This is a short bedtime story, specially told for my daughter, who has given me permission to record it on the iPhone. Isn't that right?
No.
Do I have permission to record it tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a story about Rebbe. And Rebbe was once upon a time in a bit of a problem. He absolutely loved ice cream. And that was his favourite food. But nobody would give him ice cream. Everybody thought that ice cream was bad for a dog. And especially for a little Lakeland Terrier dog who didn't have a very big tummy. So Rebbe was always hanging round the dinner table any time we had ice cream, hoping that somebody would put a plate on the ground so he could lick it. But one day I was taking him for a walk in the park, and there was a funny noise of music and a van playing it, and the van pulled up just at the entrance to the park. And do you know what the van was selling?
Ice cream.
The van was actually selling special kinds of ice cream, white ice cream that was twirly with a piece of chocolate stuck into the middle of it. Do you know what that was called? It was a special chocolate, piece of chocolate in white ice cream. I'll tell you the name, shall I? It was called a 99. Now, Rebbe didn't actually know what a 99 was, but he knew the smell of ice cream. So he got incredibly excited and started jumping up and down on top of me and licking me everywhere. In fact, he was trying to lick me all over the legs, and I bent down to try and stop him, and he licked me straight in the nose. He really was wild for the ice cream, and I knew that ice cream wasn't good for him. So I started at the beginning to say, "No, Rebbe, you can't have any ice cream." But after a while, I decided I would give him a bit of ice cream. And in fact, I would give him the whole ice cream and I would teach him a lesson. So I had only a small bit of money in my pocket and I asked the person who was selling the ice cream if they would give me a whole ice cream for a dog. And they did. Now, they didn't put any chocolate into it because we all knew that chocolate would make dogs sick. But I gave the ice cream to Rebbe. And do you know how long it took him to eat it?
How?
He ate it straight away, the whole lot of it. He swallowed it in one go. And he was very, very happy. But I had a smile on my face because I knew what would happen next. We walked home. We walked home slowly. And gradually, as we were going home, Rebbe started to walk slower and slower. And by the time we got home, he was hardly walking at all. Do you know what the matter was?
What?
He had a pain in his tummy. He had eaten ice cream and he thought he loved it. But when he was walking home, he didn't like the pain in his tummy. When he got home, he could hardly move. And I put him straight to bed. And do you know what I did? I covered him with a special dog blanket to look after him for the night. And in the morning, when I came downstairs, Rebbe was still fast asleep, and it was really hard to wake him up. But when I did wake him up, the dog looked at me with a funny look on his face, and I knew immediately.
Daddy.
Yes.
Did you get some water and flick it in his eyes?
Oh, did I flick ice cream in his eye?
No, did you flick water in his eyes?
Actually, well, usually I did. But I was a bit sorry for him because he went to sleep the night before with a pain in his tummy. So I didn't flick any water in his eyes that day. I just waited until he woke up. But he wasn't a very happy dog.
Why?
He turned over and he lay on his back and he wanted me to rub his tummy, which is just what I did. Do you know what was the matter with his tummy?
It was still a pain in his tummy
from the ice cream. And do you know what? After that, Rebel didn't eat any more ice cream. He had learned a very good lesson that ice cream is not actually a dog's best friend.
A dog's best friend? It's not even a girl. It's not even a little girl or a boy or a little boy's friend either.
No, and that's exactly why I learned when I was small never to give my dog ice cream again. Okay, say goodnight to the iPhone. Okay, we'll say goodnight. It's Paul O'Mahony and his daughter saying goodnight to everybody. Bye-bye.